This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. What's in store for your leisure time this weekend? Still filling in the holes? Well, we can help you with that. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to talk about some events and activities going on. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's been so hot, almost too hot to be social. But speaking of social, I have a good one for you this week.
Just saying the word social, it makes me think of some kind of like old-fashioned ice cream social.
That would be perfect in this weather, but I'm talking about a parking lot social.
Yes. I have heard about parking lot socials. Let's talk about them.
What organizers have basically done is create a social distancing party where everybody comes and stays in their cars. But you can watch movie screenings, buy food, enjoy a silent disco, and can join in karaoke. Get it? Car-a-oke?
Yes, karaoke, but karaoke. Okay, got it. Well, that's a great way to have fun and still be mindful that we do remain in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly. And it's one fee per carload, so if you've got a big enough car, you can bring your friends. It's an all-ages event, and it's happening this weekend at the Marine Parade Grounds at the Navy Yard.
That's a good place for that. I was just actually down there running, and there's a lot of open space. What's next on your list this week?
To be or not to be?
Are you into Shakespeare?
That is the question. The web of our life is a mingled yarn, good and ill together. Don't mind me, Jennifer. I'm just getting prepared for the virtual Delaware Shakespeare Festival. It's going on through August 2nd. Now, usually it takes place in Rockwood Park, and they are having a socially distanced, limited capacity event there, but the rest is virtual. And it includes an online wine and cheese party, a director's chat, and more. We'll have all that info on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
It's hard to be the bard.
Seeing live music performance has been such a challenge through this crisis, and there are some parking lot concerts in the making, and still lots of music can be enjoyed online, right?
Yes, and in fact, WXPN's Exponential Music Festival has moved online this year, and it is happening over the weekend. Friday and Saturday are archive performances, and on Sunday, they're live with Liz Phair, Great Time, The Districts, and Nicole Atkins. It all gets started at 3 p.m. on Friday.
What's up with the Christmas music, Tanya?
What, you're not ready for Christmas in July?
No, but you have my attention.
The folks behind Tinsel, the Christmas pop-up bar, are bringing the holiday in early to 12th Street near Finn McCool's. You can enjoy Christmas cocktails, the holiday theme and music, and what is sure to be a festive atmosphere. Now, this is outside, and all health protocols will be followed. And although it's billed for July, they expect it to go through August, and it's happening 7 days a week, so you can get your Christmas on every single day.
Great options this week. Is there anything else we should know?
Yeah, Sunday is my birthday, so maybe I'll be partying with Santa. At a social distance, of course. And that you can find out more about all that we've discussed this week at whyy.org/things to do, as well as how you can tour the Louvre virtually and celebrate Joni Mitchell online.
Can I tour the Louvre and meet and celebrate Joni Mitchell at the same time?
Well, I don't know if you can meet her, but you can do it all online, so you can do both.
Well, happy birthday, by the way, and thanks for this week's Things to Do.
Well, thank you so much, and you're welcome.